This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is wet and messy snow this morning around Denver and across much of Colorado. Snow and slush on the streets and sidewalks, and that won't change much through the day. For Denver, the snow could continue into Friday morning, and temperatures staying in the 30s today. There's more snow for Grand Junction and in the mountains, and that starts to clear up tomorrow. Today's snow could set up dangerous avalanche conditions in Colorado's mountains today through Friday. An avalanche watch is in effect for the southern Sowatch Mountains. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says the most dangerous conditions are today near Monarch Pass, with a high risk of avalanches at and above treeline. They won't be discussing international affairs at city council meetings in Durango anymore. The council has voted to clarify its role as a limited public forum, which allows it to place guardrails on hearing public comment on topics outside its jurisdiction. City Attorney Mark Morgan says the rule is not a violation of the First Amendment.
A lot of people have made comments that the city is trying to limit or silence us. That's a very, very overreaching, overbroad approach, but is very effective when you're demonstrating to try to prove a point. That is not what is happening here.
The council's vote follows calls from Durango residents asking for a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. From southwest Colorado through the central mountains and all along the Front Range, there is more snow through the day. It should be clearing up tomorrow, then a sunny day on Saturday. Temperatures around Denver in the 30s today, likewise in Colorado Springs. Grand Junction close to 50, and all across the state, it should be warmer tomorrow and Saturday. This is CPR News.